what history tells us is that as people prosper more and more, they take better and better care of the environment. You know, if you're worried about putting food on the table, clothes on the back, and a roof over the head, you really don't care about smog. You don't care about chemical runoff into the streams. You don't care about those things because, frankly, you can live with those for a long time. But you can only live without potable drinking water for perhaps a couple or 3 days. Yeah. You can only live without food for a maximum of about 3 or 4 weeks. So when you're worried about those things, you don't care about the environmental matters. But when those things become routine, when you add to that some education, some basic safe transportation, things like that, those things are routine, then you say, oh, I don't like this smog. It's uncomfortable when I breathe it. And so then you take action to reduce air pollution. Environmentalism gets the whole thing backward. It thinks that people are better off if they're poor, and in reality, they're better off if they're wealthy, but so is the environment.
Forget the studies for a second. Look at the world, you know, where folks have the resources to protect the environment and improve the environment, they do. You know, the environment in richer countries is better than the environment in poorer countries. You know, where folks have to rely on things like burning wood or subsistence farming, the environment suffers. You know, again, it's not a hypothetical, it's not a study. Anybody who's been outside the developed world can tell you that with their own eyes.
It's simple. A clean, healthful, beautiful environment is a costly good. Wealthy people can afford more costly goods than poor people can. You know, that's why wealthy people drive Cadillacs and BMWs and Mercedes-Benz, and poor people don't, right? Same thing happens with our environments. Wealthy people can afford the more expensive technologies that minimize pollutant emissions and that can go out and clean up areas that have been hurt. Poor people can't afford that. So poverty, not affluence, is actually the greatest threat to the environment. So increasing prosperity is a way to improve the environment.
You'll find that these towns that have been decimated by the environmental movement and their destruction of industries, all these people want are jobs. They want a better life for their family. Wherever mining goes, they build schools, they drill wells, they produce electrical grids and electrical systems for these little communities. But the environmental community doesn't like that. They go into these places and they want people to regress.